The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Explained my news aggregation process here before on the air, and the only reason I'm telling you this because there's an odd story that I've brought up and I haven't gone too into. People have asked me why, and that's just because I'm not convinced about it. But I go down all types of rabbit holes, and most of the weird stuff I just won't cover, and we try to keep it as, we should say, let's say, consumable and palatable as possible for a general audience. And so there's a story that has got my attention, and I've mentioned before, and now there's another anomaly, and that's the Turkey earthquake story. And I want to be clear here. Most of this stuff never makes it through my filtration process of what I see, what I want to cover, and then what actually makes it to the desk, makes it to the show. And I'm not convinced that, as the allegation goes, that there was some sort of a weapon used by the U.S. against Turkey that caused this earthquake. However, there are some strange anomalies that I think are worth pointing out, like we did last week, how, I forget the number, but it was like 20 Western nations shut down their consulates and pulled their representatives out of Turkey just 2 days before the earthquake happened. And now there's this story about this ship that just got to Turkey right before it happened, that apparently has some technology on it, but I couldn't really source that. And I was able to find some other stories about this ship. But first, here's a report on it that, again, I'm not convinced there was some sort of weapon that caused the earthquake. Those might exist, but there are some weird anomalies dealing with this story. And here's another one.
Surprisingly, last Sunday on February 4th, 2023, carrying about 100 cruise missiles, the warship USS Nitze, DDG-94, came to Bosphorus, Istanbul, and finally anchored in Dolmabahce. The unusual arrival of USS Nitze warship to Turkey was suspected before the start of the devastating earthquake that hit the Middle East. On the same day, Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu told the American ambassador to Ankara, "Get your dirty feet off Turkey. We know what you are up to," Soylu said. The fact that the USS Nitze was equipped with an electromagnetic HAARP device made it suspect. Ship travel usually only occurs in countries that are being colonized or threatened to be colonized. At the same time, Turkish media wrote that the crew of USS Nitze arrived in Turkey to learn about local culture. It was stated that the ship, accompanied by Coast Guard, including 500 U.S. troops, will be transferred to Gölcük. Here, peoples are protesting that the arrival of the U.S. warship is tainting their homeland. "Get out of our country," they shouted. Meanwhile, Turkish conspiracy theorists accused the U.S. and NATO of using tectonic weapons against Turkey. They believe that the earthquakes in the Middle East are the work of human hands, not nature. According to Turkish experts, the closing of the embassies of 8 European countries and Washington in Turkey for security reasons, and the arrival of the warship before the earthquake started, is not a coincidence, as evidenced in videos of strange, unexplained explosions.
So I'm really not sure what I'm convinced of there, except it's all weird, and it's hard to believe coincidences like that. USS Nitze arrives at Gulak Naval Base in Turkey just days before Amherst native namesake ship at naval base in Turkey. And now that ship has just gotten an award. It's going to get a $161 million upgrade. How about that? It gets a 161 USS Nitze destroyer upgrade. Modernization work on it.
It's hard to believe that we're already going into March 2023. And the world is an insane place. World War III has already started. Biden is a puppet and is dissolving our borders. There's mass censorship. James O'Keefe's been removed from Project Veritas. The list goes on and on of the bad things that are happening. But the good things that are happening is humanity is really accelerating its awakening. But those of us on the forefront are under more attack by the establishment than ever. That's why I'm counting on you to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to keep the broadcast on the air by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a final signed copy, they're almost all sold out, or the Great Reset and the War for the World, or Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock after over 2 years, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are truly amazing products. So get your InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com and enrich your life while keeping the broadcast on the air. It is your decision on whether or not we stay on air, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore.
Online dating and meeting people on the internet is now one of the most popular ways to meet people. And it is quickly becoming almost the number one way couples that end up getting married meet. It's a quick change, but it has happened. And Laura Wellington has now made a new dating app. It's the Xenex dating app. Now, she's been seen on TED Talks and she's done presentations with Epoch News and Newsmax and so much more. And she's come up with a new idea. Let your vaccine status walk you into new friendships and relationships comfortably. Welcome to Xenex. And so Laura Wellington joins me now. Laura, I've got to tell you, this phenomenon, and I'm 33 and single myself, and so I know what it's like for people that maybe don't really like getting into the dating scene as it is, but now with the added stress of they're worried about, is my potential next boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse vaccinated, not vaccinated? People are thinking about that. So you came up with this app. Talk about the process that led you to the idea and now actually launching the app.
It was twofold. The idea for the app came out of a situation where I had been walking with a friend of mine regularly for exercise and whatnot. And when COVID hit, she had decided to get vaccinated. She knew I had decided not to get vaccinated. So she said to me point blank that if I didn't get vaccinated, that she could no longer be my friend or walk with me. And that shocked me. But then I learned very quickly after that, that many people were going through that similar situation of losing friends and relationships because they chose not to get vaccinated. So I then went on to take a poll, a video poll, since I'm a writer as well, because I wanted to write an article about, you know, how is this affecting not only friendship, but dating? And that article went live in American Thinker, and close to 100,000 people responded, singles, from all over the world. It went viral, and everybody was having the same issue. They were worried about how do they find someone to date and or marry that were unvaccinated, because they were very concerned that with regard to their own vaccination status being unvaccinated, they wanted to only date people who were unvaccinated for several reasons. They didn't feel comfortable with the vaccine, so they never took it. And so they were worried that if, in fact, they were to meet somebody and go through the normal process of getting to know them and then eventually having a relationship and having sex, would they become by way vaccinated through that sex? It's a real concern. It's a real concern because they don't want to have their children. They don't want to deal with, you know, the possibility that they could have health concerns if they go and have children, or even for themselves. It's a huge issue right now. And I launched the app in December. I took all the information I learned from these people, all their concerns and all their wants, and I created the app from that. I put people in a setting of walking. So I took it out of the bars and I took it out of the coffee shops. I said, hey, you know what, let's roll the time back a little bit. Let's get you guys outside. Let's, you know, go out for walks and meet each other and have those conversations that you need to have and get to know each other, maybe in a little bit of an old fashioned way, but not for anything. It doesn't seem like we're getting better by eliminating a lot of the old fashioned ways. I think we've moved way too fast. And I think that's people are really liking that aspect of it too.
Well, that's funny you say that, because I do see some, obviously a lot of things change in time and the way people date has changed, and it's become a lot more casual, I think. A lot more people are kind of open to even dating more people at once. And so it's kind of become a new phenomenon. But what I've noticed is, and I think this was the case, and people will say, oh, that's old fashioned. They might even call it misogynist. But no, I think that there is an aspect of, hey, if you're actually thinking about a long-term relationship and you're not just dating for fun or for pleasure, there's a little bit of an aspect there that's kind of a business aspect. I mean, you're getting into a long-term partnership. There's going to be very important decisions that are going to be made. And so there is kind of a little bit of a business of the relationship, too. Not to say that it's like a job or work, but I mean, no, I mean, it is. There's some business aspects to it. So I think what I'm seeing is kind of this traditional return to, hey, let's sit down and talk and let's see if there's even a chance at a future here. Let's not just go out and have a good time a couple times or casually have some good times together. Let's actually sit down and decide, hey, is there even a potential for a long-term thing here? If not, we'll go our separate ways. If there is, let's go on another date or a serious date. And so you're kind of seeing some of that return with the people using your app.
I am. And it's a good point, because I think that people are so frustrated and tired with this disposable society that we've become. We've definitely become disposable people. You know, the minute that there's a hiccup in a relationship, you just move on to the next person. I don't want that with this app. What I'm looking to create with this is, you know, for people to find quality people that make them feel comfortable and make them want to get into relationships and go ahead and have families under the terms that they feel comfortable. I think that we're in a path towards destruction if we continue on with this, you know, this mindset of, next. And many of the apps out there are really built on the fact that they want these relationships to fail, because it just brings people back. You know, I want these relationships to succeed, because it's not only for me. What I created was not only a dating app. I created a friendship app so that people can find friends that now they're comfortable with. So if you are unvaccinated and you want to hang out with only unvaccinated friends, you know, that you can do that. Or if you're, you know, and also I created it across the board. So it not only doesn't find unvaccinated people for unvaccinated people, it finds vaccinated people for vaccinated people. And it finds people who don't care either way. They get thrown into the third group. So I'm dealing with three groups, but the groups never cross. And I think what I wanted to model for people is, yeah, you can be very different in your choices. And that's perfectly fine. We don't have to eliminate each other by being different. We have to learn how to come together. And this is a platform where everybody exists in their comfort zone and they're finding what they're looking for. So I was very methodical in how I created this and very innovative. And I'm really proud of it, because I really see it as a means for people to find the people that they really want and need. And I think that it's really, you know, where we are at in our society where, we just aren't treating each other the way we should. You know, when you tell somebody, I'm not going to be your friend because you're not doing what I want you to do, that's not friendship. So, and certainly that won't go in a relationship. So, what I want to do is I wanted to create this to make everybody comfortable in their own skin, where they're at, give the unvaccinated a way to meet other people who are unvaccinated. Because not for anything, too, what happened in that situation, and I'm one of them, is you feel like you're an island because so many people abandoned ship when you decided that you were remaining unvaccinated. Nobody had a support system around them. So I also want to give people back their support system because God forbid, as you just has demonstrated, you know, the world is exploding in every which way. And so if everything goes down and you don't have anybody around you that, you know, you're like, you don't have that support system, what are you going to do?
Well, and this certainly, it certainly takes a lot of the mystery out of meeting a stranger. And so I think there's an aspect of that, too. Let's finish up this conversation on the other side.
And I've heard this from hundreds of people, but it happened again last night. I leave here at about 5 o'clock. I'm out of gas. I pull over at a gas station, and I've got a problem with sweets. And I go, I want an ice cream sandwich. So I go into the store, and I get an ice cream sandwich while the car's gassing up. And I walk up to the man, a Hispanic gentleman, older gentleman behind the counter. He says, Alex, I'm a big listener of yours. And I said, well, thank you. He goes, well, how's everything going? And I said, well, they're trying to shut us down. He goes, yeah, me and my son and others listen, but we've not been supporting you because we don't want our money going to those people that sued you. And I looked at him and I said, have you not been listening? I explained, we have 2 to 3 years of appeals. None of the money you buy products now goes to those people. All those billion-dollar numbers are made up to make you give up. None of the money you buy products for goes to them. He goes, well, aren't you in bankruptcy? I said, well, chapter 11, subchapter 5, that's a reorganization because if we didn't do that, they would be able to have the state courts put padlocks on this building and shut it down. You understand? Plus, we were out of money. He goes, oh. And I said, listen, I'm not mad at you. I appreciate your past support. But believe me, the money you send to buy products that are in stock ready to ship to you does not go to those people. The only people that can shut us down is you. None of the money that you spend buying products goes to the Democrats and them. In fact, they don't want to settle, they've said. They want to shut down. You've seen them on TV. So we have 2 to 4 years. The average is about 2.5 years of appeals, maybe 3. And it's all rigged. Who knows what will happen by then? We're on the verge of nuclear war. Staying on air is what matters. And so understand that. I will be the first person, if we're going to get shut down, to tell you. I will give you the truth 100% on my soul, on my children, that you've been given nothing but the truth. I see through a rose color darkly. I make mistakes, but I'm 99% accurate when it comes to this stuff. 95% when it comes to news. And people know that. That's why they hate me. Because there's real people in the universe, folks. There's not just evil people. I'm real, okay? I'm 100% real. I love being real. It's everything I am. It's my identity. So as long as you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower you, enrich you, we're going to stay on air. Every dime's going to stay on air. Because I spend every waking hour trying to focus my soul and my intellect to tell you the truth. Because let me tell you, it's easy to tell lies. It's hard to tell the truth. Because you got to actually figure out what the truth is. I sit there and, man, I split hairs and I focus and I meditate and I cogitate and I just really give you everything I got to really tell you exactly what I think, exactly what I believe. I am the opposite of CNN and the opposite of ABC and the opposite of Joe Biden. I am a human that believes in you and believes in God and our children, and I won't sell out for nobody. In fact, I love fighting evil. I love not selling out. I love being real. It burns in my bones, like Ezekiel said. They can put a gun to my children's head, and I cannot physically, spiritually sell you out. It is impossible. I never in any way do anything that is not 100% to take these people down. So don't feel sorry for me, all I've gone through, and think like I'm some victim. Oh, baby, I'm the opposite. I want to wage war on these people. I want in the ring with these people, and I'm going to bring them down with God's help, and I need your help to do it. The children, they're crying out for people to save them, and nobody's coming if we don't listen to the Holy Spirit and if we don't do it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, I would imagine, and I don't know Laura Wellington's politics, my guest here. I could probably guess, but I'm not going to do that. But I would imagine that you have people on both sides of the aisle with the vaccine issue that appreciate that. I'm sure there are people that are vaccinated, like you said, that only want to date people or be friends with people, I suppose, as well, that are vaccinated. Just as there are people on the other side that if they're looking for a potential, you know, wife or husband and they're curious or concerned about vaccine side effects, then they don't want to date somebody that's been vaccinated. Have you noticed, as far as numbers are concerned, have you noticed one side leaning more to using this app than the other? But also, have you seen both sides of the equation? Some saying, hey, I'm looking for people that are vaccinated versus others saying, hey, this is great, a resource for me to find somebody to date who's not vaccinated.
We have both. We're leaning more towards the unvaccinated, but we definitely have both. And it's just growing leaps and bounds each. So definitely it's something that people have been looking for. And, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, this is where we are as a country. And so I'm just generally feeding a need to meet everybody where they're at with Sneak. So I don't think we're going backwards, that's for sure. So it's just a next step in dating and making new friends.
But again, to get back to where we kind of started here, to me, this is such a time saver, and it's such a mystery reliever. And I mean, I can't even imagine. I just haven't, I guess, been in this situation. But it's like, okay, if you're somebody that's not been vaccinated and you're concerned about finding a partner that's not vaccinated, how do you broach that topic, right? I mean, it's like, how do you broach that topic? First date, second date? Like, I mean, when is the right time? Well, this kind of removes that from the equation.
Can I tell you something? I have to tell you, I get emails all the time now. All right, people are reaching out to me through customers and saying, thank God you did this, because I haven't been able to talk to somebody. I haven't been able to meet somebody. I didn't know where my people are. When I did even the polling that I did, people were shocked. They were like, oh my gosh, you said it. I've been waiting for this. I don't know where anyone is. It's exactly what I felt, but I was afraid to say it. Now you did something about it. It is incredible the emails I get where, you know, people ask me, how did you make it through the pandemic? What did you do, you know, to stay unvaccinated? How did you deal with it? Because I felt completely alone, you know, and then people saying, okay, I didn't, even the men were like, I'm with you. I didn't want to get vaccinated. I don't want to date a vaccinated woman. And you know what? There are other ones that are saying the same, quite the opposite. So yeah, to your point, people are very passionate about this topic because it's their lives. It's their futures. And it is very uncomfortable to have that conversation. Say, ask someone, are you unvaccinated? Or I guess, are you vaccinated?
Because there's all types of stigmas and taboos that could potentially follow or lead into that.
Absolutely. And then you have to say to the person, if they're on the other side of that, they're like, I'm sorry, I can't see you. That's a horrible thing to have to come out and say. And it's a horrible thing to have to come out and hear. And
yeah, talk about anticlimactic.
Sure, you've been in the position. I know I've been in the position.
Well, I will say not exactly, and I won't get into my personal life. Quite frankly, I'm single. I'm 33. I don't have time to date. But you know what's funny is I've never used a dating app, and I never really saw the draw to it, except if you don't really do well meeting people in person. Or if you're just trying to meet as many people as you can and date as many people as you can. That was never really a problem for me. But the funny thing is, I see the appeal now more than ever. Going out is such a pain, such a chore now. People don't want to go out. Now you've got the issues of how do I broach this serious topic that might be a deal breaker for me, a vaccine status. and do that without having an awkward moment or a bad moment. And this just kind of takes that mystery out. And so obviously you're filling a void here, no doubt, with your app, the Zenex app. And so tell people if they're listening to this and they're like, oh, thank God, the resource I've been looking for, where they can get this app and how they can use it.
Well, they can go to the site first, which is Zenex, Z-N-E-E-X, friendship.com. So they can go there and learn about it and download it from there.
So I've been pronouncing it wrong. Okay, I'm going to have to punish my crew for that. But yes, okay. That's good.
Okay. it's all right. We just corrected you nicely. And then you can download it from the Google Play Store. It is coming to iPhone. We're just finishing up making those adjustments for Google. I mean for Apple. So, but it is coming there. So those two areas, and certainly if you go on my blog site of threadmb.com, there's a link to go to the app there as well. So
it's spelled Z-N-E-E-X. Z-N-E-E-X, and I was saying Zenex, but it's Neex. But you go to Z-N-E-E-X friendship.com. You can follow Laura at the 4-Star Diet on Twitter as well. And she said you can download it already with the Google app, soon to be on the Apple app as well. And so you're filling a void, and my guess is you have you're probably going to find a lot of marriages follow from people that meet on your app, and I'm sure you're removing a lot of mystery and wasted time from the dating process as well. And so you're filling that void, Laura, and I wanted to bring you on and make sure that people knew about this, because I bet a lot of people are looking for that resource, and now you're providing it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do, and it's a pleasure talking with you. You're doing a lot of great work yourself, so.
Well, I appreciate that. And maybe we'll get an update from you on this. So, you know, I am curious about this. I'm kind of curious about the dating world. I don't really go into it myself. I'd be like a bull in a china shop, maybe. So there you go, folks. I know that this is a real issue. I've talked to girls about this. I've talked to guys about this. And now you have a resource if you're looking to date somebody and you're concerned about the vaccine status. We've now got the resource for you. I think this is a great idea. All right. All righty then. So there is that. And by the way, you may want to take a little Libido RX from InfoWarsStore.com, if you know what I mean, too. Or maybe not. I'm just joking. Or maybe not. You will be supporting the InfoWar if you do so. That's just one of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember what I talk about blood flow, too, folks. The nitric boost. Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. Ladies and gentlemen, these supplements available at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off. They're both part of the InfoWars MD line. Every product right now on the InfoWars MD line is 25% off, including the full spectrum CBD tinctures and gummies. It's every time, man. I'm telling you, it's every time. And I noticed it's a lot of veterans as well. But it's almost every time. And a lot of people that I meet at the gym kind of know. I don't really like to talk at the gym. It's kind of like my escape, but they'll kind of come up and be like, oh, like, hey, I just got to tell you, man, I got the CBD full spectrum. It's the best CBD I've ever had. I've tried them all. This is by far the best, man. Thank you. That's all. Thank you. And just walk away. I'm like, wow. Just every time people telling me about the full spectrum CBD. So 25% off all InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. There's the Mushroom Max. I'm maxing right now. So that includes the Mushroom Max. There's the Libido RX. If you do find yourself a date on the app, the Libido RX is for you there at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart, your cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private. In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.
One thing I should say, I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, really all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. While Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge and many scientific advancements. And so I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a single civilization, because if we are too much of a single civilization, then if the whole thing may collapse. I'm obviously not suggesting war or anything like that, but I think we want to be a little bit wary of actually cooperating too much. It sounds a little odd, but we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity, such that if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, that the whole thing doesn't collapse, and humanity keeps moving forward.
Well, we live to see it. Elon Musk at the World Economic Forum decrying their world government at their World Government Summit. That's what this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is all about. And the final signed copies are available for a limited time, just a few weeks, at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your copy of the book and help keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. We've come a long way, but the war has not yet been won.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, Jonathan Cogan has been doing great work in East Palestine, covering the fallout from the chemical disaster. And of course, he is a resident there as well, so it was a personal issue for him, but also as an independent journalist doing great work helping get the story out. And if it wasn't for people like Jonathan and for platforms like this, I'm not sure if it's the big national story it is today. And who knows if President Trump ends up making an appearance, but he did. And so I want to start with the good, and because a lot of what Jonathan and I have to talk about is bad stuff. But Jonathan, let's talk about the good today. And I saw it in your face, and I saw it in the faces of others in East Palestine in the videos. Talk about what it meant to that community for Donald Trump to show up today and truly be a man of the people.
So I live north of East Palestine, but I've been boots on the ground covering the story there. And you just know the energy. So the energy today has been unbelievable. Like people have been noticed for the first time, or like even just recognized the attention that he brought to East Palestine. I mean, this disaster is far worse than we know today, and we have no idea what this is going to turn into. If this will be like a love canal down the road, who knows? But what Trump, whatever your political leanings are, and I don't have any, I'm apolitical. That's the whole point of the John the Kogan Show movement, is that we just look at things objectively. And if you see Trump come to East Palestine for the people and to give water, to go to the local McDonald's, to buy first responders food, to literally talk to people outside, while the other president or the current president is out in another country giving $500 million to increase their carbon footprint, which you think would be against the whole climate change initiative. But Trump is coming and worrying about America first. He's showing that through his actions. The other president is not. It's very bizarre, but he is representing, I mean, whatever you think of him today, he's representing, you know, being a man of the people today. I mean, that's just objectively true.
I mean, I would ask the question to you like this. What's it like to have a president again?
I mean, it is so bizarre to think that the current president, you have, this really could be the worst ecological disaster in the history of the United States of America. Okay. The worst, if not one of the worst. All right. And if the current president and the administration could have it their way, we wouldn't be talking about it. No one would even know about this. It would have been a complete cover up. But because of citizen journalists and the lack of trust in the mainstream media, we got it out there. And now when I was down there, there were reporters down there from the Post, from OAN, from other sources, other mainstream media that would not have been down there. And that's because the people, like, we forget that the power resides with us. And if we, you know, if we throw enough of a fit, if we, you know, keep sharing the truth, people are hungry for it. They want to know what's going on. And Trump, honestly, he recognized the moment. He came right there a mile away from the site, gave a speech, talked to everybody. Like I said, handed out water, all that stuff. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, it doesn't matter what your political leanings are. He did something good for the people of East Palestine. I don't know why we can't all get behind an apolitical, pro-human, pro-Earth movement that puts us all together. I mean, this should bring everybody together, period, full stop.
Well, I'd like you to just kind of walk through the day's events, and then I want to follow up with a compare and contrast between when this first happened and the lack of the media and the lack of the response or the concern to what we saw today. But first, before we get into that and what you noticed, just kind of walk through the day. What was the town like this morning? What was the town like when they heard Trump was there? What was it like with the motorcade rolling through? He then walks around. He's signing hats. He's talking to people. He goes to the McDonald's. He buys a bunch of Big Macs. Just what was all of that like?
Yeah, so he definitely can't fly commercial. I mean, it's crazy how he comes in. I mean, the amount, you got snipers on the roofs. You got him totally surrounded, the barricade. It's unbelievable how he comes into a place. But the energy, I went to the local stores that were around in this downtown area, and they were super excited, but they were a little sad that it wasn't going to be a Trump rally. That's what I kept hearing. They wish it was a rally, but he was really just coming to give a speech, and it wasn't going to be, you know, this exciting rally that he always does. So people wanted more of Trump. It's very clear that this is Trump territory. The mood was very excited. Like I said, people were just excited to be recognized. They were excited to be heard. I can't express how bad this disaster is and how awful it's going to hurt the people for many years to come. Hopefully not, but it probably will. And then when he came and the cars come out, there's like 7 cars. You got Secret Service surrounding it. It's just a whole charade. It's unbelievable. The people were going nuts. They were screaming. They were screaming, "Let's go, Brandon," and then everything else. The crowd was really pumped. There were hundreds of people around me. There were people set up all over the city. The energy was very positive. In fact, it was the most positive that it's been in since I've been covering this by far. So the people were super, super excited. It was amazing to see. I've never been to something like this. It was interesting, but it was great energy. It was making me laugh.
Well, it certainly brightened my day, and I could see it in your face when you took the selfie video of the motorcade. You were excited too, and it brightened my day, and that's a good thing to be able to lift other people's spirits. That's a contagious thing, a spirit getting lifted. And so when you see it in a whole town, it's infectious. Now talk about, again, you've been boots on the ground, essentially day one since the fallout leading up to this point. Let's talk about the difference in the immediate aftermath and I guess what we would describe as the lack of a response to where we were at today, and it seemingly is hundreds of media outlets out there.
So it goes from basically you being the only person covering this and maybe a couple others, maybe not really though, but InfoWars covering, War Room covering it, and everybody else covering nothing, just silence, right? Just trying to sweep it under the rug. But then we wouldn't back away. The citizen journalists kept posting things. The videos kept going viral. You kept talking about it. You kept bringing other people on, like Addy Ads, who you had on, who I spoke with, who's a great journalist, and other people. We wouldn't stop. And that could not get the mainstream media more upset, because guess what? They had to cover it. So from how it was then was literally radio silence except for a couple videos, and then it was getting traction. But it was almost like we were living in a different world on mainstream media. It was like they were covering events that were unrelated to what everybody cared about online. It was a bizarre time. And now you have cameras set up. You got, you know, fancy cameras and the fancy hosts of all these, you know, mainstream outlets. They're covering it like they've been there since day one. Okay, yeah, like they care. Yeah, right. The only reason they're there is because of us, because of you, because of people who were doing the right thing. It's very simple to do the right thing. All you have to do is tell the truth. All you have to do is just be apolitical and be honest with the people. That's all anyone wants these days. That's it. And they refuse to do it. But outlets like InfoWars, like War Room, like the John DeCogan Show, like many others, wouldn't stop talking about it, and we shoved it in the mainstream. And guess what? They're probably behind closed doors. They're very upset they haven't covered it, because they hate us. They hate the people. They hate East Palestine. I have no idea why, but they hate the peasants all across the United States. It's a really weird scenario.
Well, I've got a pretty good idea why. We don't need to get into that now. But I think it's amazing, though. There's probably, and maybe you've sensed some of this, maybe even some resentment that they have to be there now, some resentment because Trump is there now. And so considering that, if you're witnessing that, are they even going to be accurately covering the story? Are they even talking about what's actually happened?
So that's a good question. I don't know if you saw the video of, I think it was yesterday, Pete Buttigieg was walking around in like D.C. and someone was like asking, what about the people of East Palestine? And he was like, and basically at the end, he's like, I take a picture of you. Like, so
I viewed that as a threatening punk act.
Oh, for sure. Like, put it in this database so we can like blackmail this person in the future. I don't know what it was, but they're upset. They're upset. They don't want to cover it. Yeah, that's the video on the screen. You could tell that they wanted to ignore it, and they still want to ignore it. They literally still want to ignore it. You cannot make this up. Like, make this make sense. You do not. I've never seen an administration talk more rhetoric. This doesn't mean if you're on the side of climate change. Now, it has nothing to do with that. They talk so much about climate change, and yet at the same time, the worst ecological disaster that they're trying to ignore to give money to help clean up, they're actually putting money towards an event that I would imagine, war, tanks, bombs, killing people, I imagine that would be a pretty large carbon footprint that Bill Gates would like.
I think you're onto something there. I think you might be onto something. We'll be right back.
Combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, probably the leader. We've already set up operations against them. We've already exposed them so bad. All our past work, it's like money in the bank. It's already, I can get killed tomorrow or put in prison or whatever. We already f***ed them up. We f***ed them hard. We f***ed them hard. F*** you, New World Order. We f***ed you.
One more to go.
All right. Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be! This is the way to go down, baby! This is just the beginning. My destruction will be spectacular.
Accepted.
Oh, I'm combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, probably the leader.
I'm just here to tell you, we can see you. Miles and miles and miles.
There's two very important reasons to not give up hope, even when things seem hopeless. The first is that it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I sort of see this as the, you know, the morale of the troops. If the troops that are fighting think they're going to lose, think they've already lost, don't know what they're fighting for, don't have any hope, then they have lost. Here's the story that I'm thinking of. It says, England is lost forever. That's it, I guess, then. Okay, let's all die then. Great. Well done. Go jump in the ocean if you believe that. He says, lately I have this strange pain in my gut, a tight, sick feeling that has nothing to do with my physical health. It's the feeling that my home is lost forever. And it's not just me. He says, I'm honestly kind of in mourning right now. Mourning for my country, for my people, for my culture and my heritage, all of which I have discovered are terminally ill and are going to endure a slow, miserable death over the coming decades. I'm going to be the doctor today. I'm going to tell you, yes, we're in stage 4 cancer. Yes, it's going to be a little bit difficult to get out of this. Yes, you look like you're on your last legs, but if you want to die, then accept that fate and die. If you want to live, then you have to reject death and stand up against it and fight back. It's like you're saying they're watching somebody choking a loved one to death. They're not dead yet. They're looking at you. They're struggling. They're trying to fight back, but they're having the life choked out of them. And you're sitting there going, oh, it's so sad. I loved you so much. And here you are dead. And they're just like, ah! And you're just like, yeah, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing. To do something, I would have to commit violence. And I can't do that. So, you know, I'm just going to let the murderer choking you to death choke you to death. You're just going to stand here and allow this to happen. Self-shackled, self-muzzled cowards. That, again, is just the heart of our entire problem.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 Central at band.video.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Jonathan Kogan with me. He's been covering the chemical disaster in East Palestine since day one. He was there today with Trump arriving and all of the fanfare and lifted spirits. And I don't want to throw a wet blanket on this situation, but he asked earlier, why wasn't there a response to this before? And I may have an idea, but before I get into that, I want to read something here and get your response, Jonathan. This is from a known Democrat propagandist, Brian Krasenstein. And I'm just going to read for you his statements on the situation and get your response. I'm sick of people attacking Joe Biden for not being in Ohio, but instead traveling to Ukraine and Poland to meet Zelensky and stand up to Putin. Not a single life and no property has been damaged or destroyed in East Palestine. I'll just leave it at that. And so he goes on and he finishes, while Trump coddled Putin at the expense of democracy, Biden stands with Zelensky, NATO, and democracy. That's just, we won't even get into that. But what do you say to individuals who say they're sick about hearing why Biden didn't go to Ohio? And specifically to Krasenstein, who says not a single life and no property has been damaged or destroyed in East Palestine. Would you like to respond to that?
So that's Trump derangement syndrome. Trump broke this guy's brain. He literally tweeted like a few weeks ago, retweet if you think Fauci's a hero. I mean, you're just talking about people who live in an upside down world. I mean, it's just a clown show.
I mean, not a single life or property has been destroyed or damaged. I mean,
There are people that I talk to that cough up blood.
I'm stunned that he could say something so ignorant.
I think it's just Trump breaking their brain. It's bizarre. It's the inability to assess things just objectively, just as truth. It's very weird, and I see it all over the place. But to think that there are so many people that I've talked to that have rashes, their eyes, their breathing's messed up. People have been going to the hospital. People can't go in their houses because after they blew it up, the chemicals from the fire or from the explosion is like on all of their equipment and stuff. So they either have to like wash their hands. They can't breathe in there. It's to say something like that is so ignorant. It's actually just why would go down there yourself? Just go down there yourself. It smelled like chemicals for weeks. The good news is today it didn't, but it did only a week ago. So to say something like that is I can't explain it besides Trump breaking their brain, because no one in their right mind would ever say that. Go down there and pick three random people that live in East Palestine and they would be like, no, I don't think that's an accurate statement.
I guess that's what it is, because to me, that's such an offensive statement. But when you consider this is somebody who's deranged, whose brain has been broken, perhaps you just ignore it. Now, I saw one anti-Trump protester show up. I don't know if he was the solo guy out there. He had a sign that said Trump's mentally ill. Oh, you got him. You got him now. But Biden, he's great. Was there anyone else that was anti-Trump besides this one guy? And, you know, I'm sure he was asked, hey, where's your president? Did he have any response to that?
So I was looking for people that were there. I was trying to find people who were supporting Biden or against Trump. I was actually really looking for that. From where I was, I didn't see any. It was all pro-Trump. It was all MAGA. It was all Trump hats, Make America Great. It was all pro-Trump. I honestly didn't see one. No one yelled anything. It was all "Let's go, Brandon!" really loud, and that was it. There was no one that was wearing or that was holding a sign like this. This was the only guy. And to hold up Trump's mentally ill, even if Trump's mentally ill, okay, then be like objective that Biden isn't even mentally ill. He's just he's not even there. He's not even there. It's just it's a joke. Come on, he's not even mentally there. So at least. I don't know.
Well,
a fair assessment.
Well, I guess he was the only Biden supporter dumb enough to show up where Biden wouldn't show up. I mean, that's the ultimate thing, is that Biden wouldn't even show up, bro.
And why do that? And why even go there and do that? You're finally getting somewhat with notoriety, with a really big following, to put the spotlight on East Palestine, which has been everybody's goal. No one cares who put – I would love for Biden to go there day one. That would have been fantastic. And guess what? Everyone in East Palestine would have been very enthusiastic and very happy if Buttigieg was down there. We don't care who it was. But the fact that they ignore it, didn't even address it, and then their way of actually addressing it was to go to Ukraine – I mean, what kind of bizarre. And by the way, that was the number one thing on the ground when I was talking to the reporters that were there and other people. They were saying how that was such a punch in the face that Trump was there, but then the current president, instead of being there, chose to actually go and support a different country. It was just a slap in the face. People were very offended by that, by the way.
Now, the situation with the help was originally they were refusing any disaster relief. They didn't want to send anybody out there. Once Trump announced they were going, all of a sudden the disaster relief situation changed and they wanted to give some disaster relief. Now Pete Buttigieg is talking about going down there. The EPA guy went down there, refused to drink the tap water, but said it was safe for everybody else. And by the way, that's another issue, is I'm seeing they're still saying the tap water is safe to drink, the tap water is safe to drink. But yet when you go to the creek and you go to the disaster site and you go to the water treatment facilities, there's massive emergency protocols still being still going on right now. I mean, that's everything's fine here. Drink the water. It's like, well, why do you have emergency teams filtering the water? It's like they do it right in front of you.
They do it right in front of you. But don't believe it. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, bathe in this water. Drink this water. Clean out your eyes with this water. Do whatever you want with this water. It's totally safe. But then 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, if you go to the creek, you can see it's blocked off. There's gigantic machines trying to, like, filter it out. There's other machines trying to clean the soil. But don't worry, it's safe. They're just doing this for fun, Owen. It's just fun. And Cincinnati's only cutting off the water temporarily because they want to make things more difficult. People do this for fun. Don't believe your lying eyes. Come on, you clown. No, it's crazy. Clearly, they're telling everyone it's safe. It's a scenario where they're just lying to your face and they're trying to get away with it. And now they're kind of got caught and there's too much attention on it now. And now you see machines trying to clean out the water. And literally 2 weeks before, they said nothing needs to be done. It's totally safe. I mean, it's crazy. The whole thing's insane.
Now, Buttigieg judge does say he's going to be showing up tomorrow. We'll see if he ends up going or not. I think Trump getting there first kind of embarrasses everybody that's a part of the Biden administration. I don't know how they can show face there at this point, but he might show up. Now, here's what's interesting. I'm going to read a couple headlines, and this is on a separate issue, but it all ties in. Following Biden's new executive order mandating all federal power be used to enforce racist equity doctrine, America First Legal investigates Treasury's plans for race-based tax audits. Biden's new equity executive order is systemic racism in disguise. New racist Biden EO installs equity czars in every federal agency. and converts entire executive branch into woke DEI cult. America First Legal vows relentless opposition. And so we've heard Pete Buttigieg, we've heard Kamala Harris, we've heard other members of the Biden administration say this whole buzzword of equity and equality, where they don't want white people to get disaster relief because of white privilege. And so they'd rather give disaster relief to a quote unquote minority area. Now, as far as the unwillingness for the disaster relief to East Palestine, Ohio, are citizens there talking about that? Is there a buzz about that? Is that being discussed as a reason as to why?
I mean, not explicitly, but I think we know. I mean, do people forget, like, literally what our country was founded on is that these qualities and traits is not what separates us or makes us. It's based on merit. It's based on hard, how hard you work. It doesn't matter your background. The fact they're trying to tie this all into it is the simple goal of just trying to divide us more while the elites just keep conquering and getting more control and more power. And our failure to recognize this is beyond me, because we're all on the same team. You can't give out help based on equity. And when they say equity, they mean people are going to have equally nothing. That is the whole point. And the biggest concern, honestly, is just the fact that this area really needs help, because it is the most dense Amish area. This is an incredible amount of farmland. And I was actually speaking to Michael Yam before he went on earlier with Alex, I believe. And we can't help but think that this is an attack. I mean, we can't prove that, but it seems like an attack, because how else do you get people to leave their farmland other than force relocate them? And what do you think, Owen? Don't you think it seems like an attack?
You know, there's a lot of coincidences, and we obviously know about our infrastructure is under attack, and we know the agenda to get rid of private farms and to centralize ownership of farms, whether that's Bill Gates or the UN or the World Health Organization, it's all the same as long as it's centralized so that they can ration it to the people. I'm not so ready to commit to what I think is going on there. I think we'll wait and see what happens in the aftermath. But whether or not it was an attack, this should be talked about. The fact that this is a fertile farmland, the fact that this could potentially impact the lives of the Amish, if not ruin them. So it's definitely a matter of conversation. I'm going to wait till see some results before I decide on what I think happened there. But I think that's a very legitimate question and concern to have, considering all the other things we've seen. Jonathan, where can people follow your work? I know you're not done covering this story.
Yeah, the podcast is The Jonathan Cogan Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Cogs, K-O-G-Z. But if you want the most unbiased, apolitical, truth-based podcast, The Jonathan Cogan Show, that's all we do is we look for truth. We don't have political leanings, and it's just objective as can be. That's it. We just cover the story for what it is.
There it is. Thank you, Jonathan.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
This is Karen. We have brainwashed Karen using PSYOPs. Karen wears her mask and does as she's told. Karen is up to date on all of her mRNA gene therapy injections. Karen's offspring wears a mask too. He would be ripe with adrenochrome. Karen has the Ukraine flag in her profile. She has no idea what a neo-Nazi is. She calls Putin Hitler. We actually can't believe you fell for this shit again. We look forward to patenting more humans like Karen. Be like Karen, and you will be happy. Partnering with the World Genocide Forum, this is the Tyrannical List.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.